President Obama disagrees with Russia's President Vladimir Putin over what to do about Syria. The U.S. thinks it's time for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to go. The Russians aren't so sure. The American and Russian leaders met yesterday during a summit of global leaders, and they at least agreed that they prefer a political solution to Syria's problems. They hope to avoid a civil war. They just don't agree how to do it. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The Obama administration posted fact sheet after fact sheet to show how the U.S. and Russia are cooperating on energy, the economy, and Afghanistan. President Obama described his meeting with Putin as candid, thoughtful, and thorough, but only spoke in general terms about Syria.
We agreed that we need to see a cessation of the violence, that a political process has to be created to prevent civil war and the kind of horrific deaths that we've seen over the last several weeks.
The Obama administration has blamed Russia for fueling the conflict by shipping in weapons and shielding Bashar al-Assad's regime diplomatically at the United Nations. The dispute marked a new low in U.S.-Russian relations. Part of the problem, says one Kremlin advisor, is that the relationship itself is not enough of a priority to withstand such tensions. Konstantin Kosachev says Putin simply wants Russia's concerns to be taken into account.
Russia should be treated as an equal partner and not be just placed in a line to learn the news about how the United States of America or NATO would behave in this or that situation.
Kosachev told the Center for the National Interest here in Washington that the U.S. exaggerates Russia's ties to the Syrian government. He says Russia is only concerned about maintaining international law. But Senator John McCain doesn't seem to be buying that.
The Russians are very intelligent. Vladimir Putin is a very smart man. But they're doing enormous damage to their image in the Arab world. They are harming themselves dramatically. And I don't quite understand that.
There's word that Russia is sending ships to Syria, possibly to prepare to evacuate Russian citizens. It has also kept up its arms shipments, including Soviet-made helicopters that had gone back to Russia for repair. McCain told the American Enterprise Institute that this is not a fair fight.
Whether these are new helicopters or old ones that Assad sent to Russia to be refurbished and have the blood washed off of them is a distinction without a difference.
Moscow just ignores this kind of hysteria because Moscow is well aware that Moscow's position on this issue is well-founded.
That's Andranik Migrinyan, who runs the Institute for Democracy and Cooperation, which has ties to the Kremlin. He says no one should expect Russia's position to change because he says Moscow shares the concerns of Christians and other minorities in Syria who are worried about what would happen if Assad is forced to go.
This going to be not the end of the regime of Bashar Assad. It's going to be the end of the country. The country could be collapsed, and the mess will be much bigger. Today's 10,000 will be just a joke comparing what's going to happen later on.
While Migrinyan says that Russia can't and doesn't want to press Assad to step down, he also points out that Moscow wants to be a power broker and could offer Assad refuge if it comes to that. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.